right, I want to welcome you. My name is Pastor B. Wallace.
And I'm Keontae McDonald, and this is Simplify Complexity, a Relationship Podcast.
Okay, so I am super excited for our topic today. Our topic today is going to be staying sexy for your mate. And so before we get into this, I want to remind you guys, please go to the website, simplifycomplexity.org. Again, that's simplifycomplexity.org. And you can go there and find other blogs that we've done, other podcasts that we've done, and just an enormous amount of resources to just help you in the area of relationships and to be a blessing to you. So with that said, staying sexy for your mate. And one of the first things that come to my mind is the song, Too Sexy for Myself. So, all right, but okay, so have somebody get some laughs out there. And you know y'all remember that song. That probably came to your mind as soon as I said staying sexy for your mate. So you don't be laughing at me. But so the concept here is discussing how many times after we get into a relationship, as far as a long-term relationship, or especially after we get married, that we stop doing those attractive things to keep their attention.
Right.
And just how important that is, that we don't let that go, because you always want to keep the fire. You always want to keep that energy inside your relationships. And so one of the things that comes to my mind is all the things that we do to seek that person, to get that person's attention,
right,
to attract them. And so what are some of the things maybe when before you were married and that you did to attract, mm-hmm, you know, women?
Oh, man, I was a Casanova.
Okay, all right.
But honestly, though, man, there is this, my mind, I'm a creative person. You know, okay, for people that don't know out there, I also do spoken words. I write poetry and stuff. And, man, that was one of my key factors.
So you do it like little, but I mean, what woman doesn't like, you know, like the notes,
right,
you got
note,
little poetry.
You know?
Now, here's the thing. If you started doing that, mm-hmm, if that's what got her attention, if that's what made her fall for you, why would you stop doing that?
Right.
And let's go into some other things. I mean, think about all the things that guys do, and we're just going to deal with the guys for right now. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, we're trying to comb our hair. You know, we're trying to say things a certain way.
Right.
I got a lot of hair as far as on my face. And so, one of the things that just, like, bugs me is, like, when you see a guy and they have, like, a mustache, and like hair is like all in their mouth, and I'm like, you can't, like, I just feel like taking some clippers,
right,
like,
just trim that,
you know,
up,
just
right,
like zip it up. But you do all of these things. You try to find nice clothes. You have cologne. You take a shower. You know, somebody out there is like, aren't these just basic things? But you would be surprised what people stop doing once they get married.
Right.
And so those things that somebody out there is like, well, yeah, combing your hair and, you know, taking a shower are basic things. But people sometimes stop doing it. But you do all of these things to impress this person,
right,
and then you stop doing it. So if you took a shower, don't you think your wife is going to want you to keep taking a shower?
Right, exactly.
You know, if you trimmed your beard, don't you think she's going to want you to keep trimming your beard? And those things are important because they keep them engaged. It keeps that fire going. And so let's get to some women. What are things that women do to impress? Mm-hmm. And so we got to get a woman host here just to kind of help us on some of these sometimes. But go ahead. What are some things you think women do?
But, you know, they going and getting their hair done, making sure their nails is right, toes and feet, you know what I mean? Making sure for the ladies who's wearing makeup, you know, making sure their makeup is just pristine, just perfect, mm-hmm, you know what I mean? But they're putting all this effort into making sure, okay,
yeah,
I look good, you know?
Right. And they're doing it to impress, to attract.
Right.
And attraction is important.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to lose those things that we did to attract that person. Because if we're not doing those things to attract that person, we don't want to take it for granted. Okay, well, they're mine, so I can just treat them anyway.
Right.
And that's that's what ends up happening is we have that mindset. Well, I don't have to put the same amount of work in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so I'm going to pause real quick because somebody out there right now is like, okay, where is this at biblically? I'm hearing you. I'm really struggling with this. But
right,
but what does the Bible really say about this subject? And the Bible actually talks about these things more than some might think.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the scriptures that I want to, I guess, start off with is in 1 Timothy. Let's deal with that one first.
Okay.
1 Timothy 4:8, it says this, For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. So now in this scripture, the emphasis is godliness and striving for godliness, working out, doing those things to where you're building yourself up in godliness and in righteousness. But you have to go back to the first part of this. It says, for while bodily training is of some value. So it did not say that you working out, you taking care of your body is of no value. It did not say that. It said that there is value there. And so in this scripture, it's important for us to understand that there's value in taking care of your body. There's value in taking care of yourself. And so you don't want to just let go of yourself all of a sudden because, well, I found that person. Because I'm married. No, you want to continue to take care of yourself because it profits. It has some value there.
Right. You know, and that's a great scripture. Not, you know, I thank you for finding that scripture because I was thinking the same thing. You know, people are like, okay, well, let me go ahead and look up in the Bible and find out where this stuff is. But, you know, it's just great that God, you know, you see that he's putting an emphasis on that. So it's of something of importance, you know, when it comes to body and just appearance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, you know, I think another scripture everybody always reverts back to is, you know, your body is a temple, you know, and it's just really important, you know, and when it comes to the Bible, this stuff wouldn't be in the Bible if it wasn't important. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, when it comes to God, I mean, he gets real, real, you know, interested in the stuff that he puts down.
Yeah, exactly.
6 cubits and 2 cubits here. So if he's throwing this in the Bible about your appearance, you know it's of some importance.
Well, okay, now I'm going to go to another one. And this one actually is a little bit deeper. And this deals more specific as far as attraction and doing those things for our mate because that's what attracts them. And we don't want to lose sight of that, how important that is. So while we're going to go to 1 Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, Paul here begins to talk about marriage and the importance of marriage. And then he goes on to talk about, well, hey, if you can stay unmarried, then that's great. Be like me. So he talks about him because he stayed celibate. And he talks about this because he begins to refer that, man, when you're married, you got to deal with a bunch of other things. Mm-hmm. It's much simpler being single because when you're single, it's just you and the Lord. Right. I got to think about all these other things and what she thinking, what she ain't thinking, what he thinking, what he ain't thinking. Mm-hmm. I could just focus on the Lord. And so let's go to the scripture. I just wanted to set it up. Because I'm not going to do the entire chapter, but I encourage you, go home, or if you're already home, read this entire chapter. It's really important. But it says, if you marry, you have not sinned. And if a virgin marries, she has not sinned. Yet such will have trouble in life, and I am trying to spare you. Well, what is this trouble? Why is this trouble? Because, man, it's work.
It is.
Being in a relationship. It takes effort. It's just not, oh, well, I'm just going to, you know, just do nothing and it's just going to boom. I'm just going to have a great relationship. No, you got to put effort and work into it. And so I'm going to skip to verse 32. Mm-hmm. And so then he begins to talk about this more of why you'll save yourself from trouble. Verse 32, it says, but I want you to be free from concern. One who is unmarried, watch the contrast, is concerned about the things of the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But he who is married is concerned about the things of the world, how he or she may please his wife or her husband. And so now my concerns are not just me selfish, but how can I please my husband? How can I please my wife? And so as you're out there and you're like, well, wait a minute, where is me staying sexy for my mate in the Bible? Well, here it is. Mm-hmm. Because what does your mate like to see? What is pleasing to them? And whatever is pleasing to them, you should be concerned about.
Right.
Now, mind you, God goes first. And so if they want you to do something that goes against God's word, and yes, they are out there. You have some crazy guys out there, some crazy women. They're going to be like bringing up all, well, you got to do this to please me. Well, wait a minute. There's still a boundary with that.
Yeah, let's line it up with some scripture.
Okay. But if your husband likes to see you in some sexy lingerie, can I get an amen? Something, you know, then darn it, you know, do what is pleasing for your husband.
Right.
You can be concerned about that. If she wants you to put the toilet seat down and that helps her, then put the toilet seat down. You know, be mindful. She wants you to be more romantic.
Right.
If she wants you to be more spontaneous and you're just not a spontaneous person, you're like, man, I don't feel like doing it. I just really want to watch the game. Can you leave me alone? No, because you decided to get married. And when you decided to get married, then you chose that you're going to put the effort in to do those things to stay sexy
right.
for your mate.
You know, the magic isn't in getting married. The magic is in staying married.
Just want you to say that one more time. Somebody needs to hear that.
The magic isn't in getting married. The magic is in staying married. Oh, yeah. You know, when it comes to that phrase, it's are you putting in the work? Are you putting in the effort to make sure that your marriage is everlasting, that it's yeah. sustained?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so it's just like you said, when it comes to marriage, it's work.
And I'm going to be real for a moment. Now, you weighed maybe like 95 pounds when you got married. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you're 10 years in, you weigh 200 pounds. You know, and so it's those things where don't lose yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't let yourself go. And it's so important. You know, the brother didn't have a beer belly when you got married.
Right.
And so what makes you think that she wants you to have that beer belly, you know, when you get married? Mm-hmm. And you have to be careful. I mean, I don't want somebody out there is like getting mad at me right about now. So please don't get mad at me. I'm just trying to be real.
Right.
I'm trying to be honest because these are the subjects that we need to have. These are the things that we need to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Walking around in pajamas that, you know, just aren't attractive and, you know, all of a sudden it just doesn't help
yeah.
the situation. It's that you want to keep doing those things. You want to keep that energy.
Mm-hmm.
You want to keep that fire. And so one of the things you have to consider is this. What about when you wake up?
Mm-hmm.
Now, your breath stinks. And so go brush your teeth. You know,
right.
Just don't wake up in the morning. I know it's Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, okay, let's go back. We're talking about what we did before. All right, help me out.
Okay, okay.
So now, if you had an early date, you know, with your girl,
all right.
You know, you're not married, and you had an early date, what are you going to do?
I mean, I'm going to make sure I'm as fresh as possible.
So you're going to get up. You're going to take a shower.
Yeah, I'm going to take a shower.
You're
I'm going to comb
your
hair.
You're going to brush your teeth.
I'm going to floss. Listerine.
Right,
you know,
put a little smell good on. And you're going to do all that because then you're going to go meet them.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you have an early 6 a.m. breakfast together.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do all of that. Now you get married, and how does that change?
Man, I mean,
it's a Saturday,
right? It's a Saturday. You don't wake up till 12. First off,
all right.
You know, you barely making it into the bathroom to brush your teeth, if not even that. You know what I mean? And you just mobbing around the house and just.
But it's like maybe 4 o'clock. You're still in your pajamas.
Yeah, you
your
know,
hair uncombed and your Brit teeth ain't. But no, it's like no.
And it's like what happened to the you when we first got with each other? You know?
So those small things. And now there's a balance. Communicate that balance.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
We know that we want to be comfortable in our home.
Right.
But what is that balance to where I could be comfortable, but I can also be sexy?
You know, and that's and the key word that you said that I love, communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Me in my 6 years of marriage, and I'm still pretty young, but I have 6 years of marriage under my belt. The number one thing I've learned that is just so key in this marriage is communication.
Yes, yes.
Now, I'll just bring myself into this this topic and my experiences. Now, when I first got with my wife, you know, I stated that, you know, I was just writing poetry every day. I used to just put some poetry on the post-it notes and post it around the house, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But as time starts to grow on, you know, you kind of start getting busy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, new jobs come up, new responsibilities
yeah.
come up. And you kind of, not that you purposely stop doing these things on purpose, but you know, you just kind of don't realize what you're not doing that you used to do. Now, what's good about my wife is she's very vocal. She'll communicate.
And that's important because some don't.
And, you know, and so my wife takes the time to sit back and examine, okay, my love tank isn't being filled because X, X, and X are, you used to do this, but you're not doing this now. So she makes it her business to say, hey, babe, you know, I just want to bring this up. When we first got with each other, like that first year, you used to get up and cook me breakfast on Saturdays and leave me little post-it notes
right.
when I go to work.
And
those
are the little butterflies. You
yeah,
know, you get
you
butterflies
know.
In your tummy and, you know, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
So, you know, you want to make sure that inside of your marriage and inside of your relationship that there's dialogue. I would say the best advice, take time maybe once a week, maybe a Saturday morning or something, and just discuss, you know, am I living up to the standards that you need? You know, is your love tank being filled this certain way? What can I do to change some things to make you feel?
Let's talk about that, because you mentioned an interesting point when you talk about your love tank. Mm-hmm. And how does you staying sexy for your mate, you staying attractive for your mate, fill that love tank? Where does that come in?
Well, it comes in because...
Well, first, what is the love tank? What is that?
Okay, mean? Well, your love tank is... You think of it as like a gas tank. In order for your car to work, you're going to need to fill that gas tank to move forward, you know? In the same sense, in the marriage, when, you know, you and your spouse, you both operate on love tanks. So it's little things that you do that continues to fill that love tank to keep the love moving forward. Right, in the relationship. And when it comes to, you know, the love tank and it being filled, you want to think back to, well, what exactly did I do to pull this person in the first place, exactly, to attract this person, you know? And like I said, I want to liken that to a you know, like a job interview. You know, when you first get on the job and, you know, you not even get on the job, when you're applying for the job and you get that first interview, I mean, you are sharp. You come, you tie on, your shirt is ironed, you went and bought some new shoes specifically for this interview to show them, this is what I have to offer, this is me, you know? And then I don't know, once you get the job, you come in some loafers and a robe or something, right, like that.
It's like,
and it's
did
just
I
like
hire the same person? Yeah.
Like who
did
are
I get
you?
Bamboozled? You did the switcheroo or something?
Right.
I mean, just...
You know, and when it comes to that, you're not, you know, in that job setting, you're not fulfilling what you originally hired you for. In the same sense, when it comes to relationship, you know, you're not attracting me the way that you attracted me before, you know? And when it comes to just staying sexy for your mate, like you say, you want to make sure that you're doing everything that you can to please them and make sure that, you know, they're still attracted to you. Not simply because, you know, well, you know, this is just so demanding, this is what I need you to do, but you want to make sure you're continuing to capture their attention. Because if you're not, somebody else.
The enemy is out there, and that's
crawling around.
And we don't want to give a foothold. We don't want to give any room for Satan to come in and put division. And so I'm going to read the scripture one more time. I'm going to read the later part of it. And so we were in 1 Corinthians 7:32. And so now I'm going to read from verse 34. It says, the woman who is unmarried and the virgin is concerned about the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and spirit. But one who is married is concerned about the things of the world, how she may please her husband. This I say for your own benefit, not to put a restraint upon you, but to promote what is appropriate to secure undistracted devotion to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so for those, if you're not going to get married, yes, you don't have to worry about, you know, what she likes and what she doesn't. Man, that's work, man. Mm-hmm. Trying to figure out, okay, she wants me to call right now, or she wants me to write this note. And so you're focused on what you want. And when you're not married, you can do that. When you're not in a relationship, you can do that. But when you step into a relationship, you're becoming considerate. Mm-hmm. You're thinking about that other person and what their needs are. But at the same hand, you have to make sure you're communicating those two things. And so going back to the concept of communicate, mm-hmm. right now, somebody is bitter. Mm-hmm. You're listening to this and you're bitter. You're angry because that person is not doing those things to hold your attention.
Right.
But you're not saying anything. And when you do say it, you're saying it the wrong way.
Oh, yeah.
You're saying it in anger. You're saying it with sarcasm. And so you have to be able to have that holy communication, that good communication, where I'm saying this, but I'm also doing it to build you up, to build one another up, to build us up.
Right.
And so you're communicating your desires. I mean, that's so important, not just any way, but you're communicating it with love, saying, you know, this is what is important to me. I love you. And I love it when you wear this.
Right.
I love it when you do that. And I need my love tank filled. What can I do for you? Mm-hmm. And so you're asking those type of questions. You're talking about those things. And this will solve so much. Mm-hmm. I was doing a counseling session, and this came up, and it was really interesting how one of the persons began to communicate that they really aren't touchy-feely. Mm-hmm. And so the other person really liked this person to touch them. and you know, to rub and somebody getting sick in them. I'm not talking about, you know, just you could do that too, but I'm talking about, you know, rub the back or hold hands. And that was really important to them. Mm-hmm. But then the other person, they really didn't like to do that because they had sweaty palms. Right. And thankfully, I don't have sweaty palms. But I know for those who do, you know, that's really something that they're self-conscious about. It's like, oh, my hands are constantly sweaty. Mm-hmm. And so because they weren't communicating, she felt neglected because he wouldn't hold her hand. Mm-hmm. But then he felt like, I really don't want to hold your hand because, you know, my palms are sweaty. And so these are things that we have to communicate. These are things that you have to talk about. And so because you'll stop doing it. But you know, when you was dating, you'd make sure your hands was dry and you would hold her hand because right. you knew that was important to you. But now all of a sudden you got her and it's like, well, I don't really need to hold your hand because my sons are. No, you got to keep doing those things that are important or look to do those things that are important.
Right.
And so we have to be mindful of that.
Right. And I just want to say to a major thing, just going back to what you said, bitterness. When it comes to just being bitter and, you know, there's things that you want change, but you're not voicing them. Yeah. How is a person going to know the change if they're never told to? Right. That's like being at a job and they give you a job responsibility and you're putting down something, right? And you've been putting this thing down, like in construction, the wrong way the whole time, but nobody's ever come and told you that you've been doing it wrong. They've just been letting it fly. And then out of nowhere, they come and say, well, right. you're fired.
Right.
You're going to be looking like, well, how? I
could have corrected it.
You know. And so it's really important and imperative that you communicate exactly, you know, what you're feeling and what needs to be changed. And also, too, on another receiving end, don't just assume that you're doing everything that you need to be doing.
Right.
It's up to you to also ask questions and say, hey, you know, I just want to check in and make sure, am I, you know, is there anything that you need me to do?
Now, I'm going to end with this, and I want you guys to know, and somebody out there, now this is for the married, right now I'm talking to the married, it's okay to talk freaky when you're married.
Right.
It's okay to have some of those talks, and you need to have those talks. You need to talk about, you know, how do you like this? Mm-hmm. How do you like that? Do you want me to wear this? Right, does this turn you on? Does this turn you off? You know, and so you want to have those discussions. It's okay. Right. Brother, it's okay to ask questions and say, do you like this? Do you like that? I know your manhood is like, well, no, I need to know what I'm supposed to be doing. No, right. It doesn't work like that. You just can't jump. You can watch basketball all you want. But when you go play it, it's a whole different story.
Right.
And so sometimes we assume because we've seen it, we watched it, we have an idea. No, we need to ask. And so it's okay to ask those questions and to talk about those things as far as what you like and what they like. And so that's really good. So did you have any last thoughts before we close?
You know what? My last thought, I just want to reiterate that phrase I said in the beginning. The magic isn't in getting married. The magic is in staying married. Just make sure that you're doing everything to your ability, possibly, to continue to keep that marriage sustained.
Yeah.
And that's all I got to say.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Well, as we close, we really enjoy hearing from you. Mm-hmm. And so if you've been blessed by this podcast, please leave comments for us. You can do that on the website, simplifycomplexity.org. We have our blog there. And so you can leave comments within the blog. You can email us. You can follow us. You can follow me, Pastor B. Wallace, Keontae
McDonald.
At Keontae McDonald. And so, but we just really enjoy hearing from you guys as far as how this blesses you. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure somebody's listening to this and this is going to bless somebody's marriage because they're going to go back and they're going to rethink about what am I doing to stay sexy for my mate.
Right.
So I want to pray for you. Father, we thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for this day and every day that you give us. And Father, help us not to take for granted all the things that you do for us and the things that we should be doing for you. Father, help us not to take for granted our spouse. Father, help us not to take for granted the person that we're in a relationship with. Mm-hmm. Father, help us not to take for granted and just think about ourselves. But Father, help us to be selfless. Help us to do what Paul was saying here in the scriptures, how we are to just be mindful of the needs and what is pleasing to the other person. And so, Father, I just want to pray for those married couples that are just experiencing bitterness because they're feeling as they're being neglected, that their husband is not paying attention to them and doing those things to fill their love tank, or their wife is not doing those things to fill their love tank. Help them to communicate in a healthy manner. And Father, I pray for those relationships that are maybe courting or and not married, that they will just be mindful to keep doing those things that are healthy for one another, to keep that attraction, to keep that energy, to keep that fire. We ask all these things in your son Jesus' name.
Amen.
All right, God bless you and God keep you until the next podcast. You have a great day.
Make some noise, party with me. It's a family reunion and my family's with me. We're in the house of the Lord. Yeah. That's what you come for.
Come on.
Stand up.
Put your hands up.
Make some noise, party with me. It's a family reunion and my family's with me.
There's no place I'd rather be or people I'd rather see. Where there's two or three, then there the Lord will be. Where the Lord is, then there you'll see me. If the Lord ain't going, then I'm not going. Let us be best minded with the mind of Christ. Let us love one another as you will love I. You need me just as much as I need you, because a body can't function when a body's been too.